and handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Network, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. A little burned out, over a million acres burned, but we're surviving here. Anyway, if you'd like to call in, our show number is 1-800-313-9443, and we have the onfrequencyradio.chatandgo.com if you'd like to join us in the chat room there. Today is September 10th, 2017, and it's the anniversary of when Donald Trump announced the day before 9/11 that the Pentagon and its bureaucracy had lost $2.3 trillion. Of course, that was another anniversary, which is tomorrow, we can comment on, of which the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon were allegedly attacked by men with box cutters using planes, where not one Montana nor a Texan was on board, which could have disarmed those by kicking the crap out of them. I guess they're all wimps. But anyway, just a historical note there. Those are also the same men in caves in Afghanistan, as noted in detail by Donald Rumsfeld, where he sat there and he gave a detailed network of those cave layouts. One thing I noticed in those cave layouts, though, they didn't have a communications center. So I don't know how they took down NORAD for an hour. But anyway. Then, of course, we have the... I like reading stuff, so... We recently had Trump, who ordered the dropping of the Moab bomb on those same caves in Afghanistan. Catch that drift, same caves, to destroy those caves that the CIA had built for bin Laden when they went into Afghanistan in the 80s to collapse the old Soviet Union. And there's a little bit of this in today's show here, so I hope you pay attention, but there's been a lot of information coming out here. Anyway, so I'd like to greet all those in the chat room, as I said, and also we have Ken here in the control room to answer any calls that might be calling in. So in line with Afghanistan, this is where bin Laden, at tomorrow's anniversary, was allegedly involved with this hijacking setup and everything like that. But it has been documented that at the time, bin Laden was in a Pakistan military hospital. And it was a CBS report that suggested that Osama bin Laden had been admitted to the Pakistan military hospital on the 10th, local time, less than 24 hours before the terrorist attacks. If you want to call them terrorist attacks, that's up to you. And the report does not mention when he was actually released. Of course, that it coincides with the actual Fox News report that bin Laden died on December 26th of 2001. Due to complications from lung and other related injuries because of his dialysis and everything. It's basically the same way when your body starts shutting down. And you can Google that or Bing it or whatever like that under the title Bin Laden Already Dead. And you can read the full article there of who attended his funeral and everything like that. So, of course, as Americans, we are supposed to forget that bin Laden, blamed for 9/11, was America's most wanted, at which formerly the war criminal Obama ordered a hit on bin Laden, allegedly, who was already dead, and whom after droning thousands of death I got a phone call here, but I have to ignore it here. But anyway, after droning thousands of death over there in Afghanistan, the Middle East, that he suddenly cared about the religious and burial rights of the same most wanted of America, which also, if you remember, the SEAL Team 6 that also perished, who allegedly pulled off this capture and kill. Nice to bury someone out at sea, where you have no way to verify anything. And that's a lot of, you know, whenever I read a story like that, I look at the information, and it's just, they're not presenting you with nothing. It's an unnamed source. We can't verify any coroner's reports or any of that stuff. We're just supposed to take it for granted that that is exactly what's going on. Anyway, so we should also remember that in 2013, I jumped over that, where Donald Trump had ordered that Moab bomb dropped over there in Afghanistan. But anyway, in 2013, Congress allowed the use of domestic propaganda on Americans, and you can use your favorite search engine and use that too. And nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it give any officials or any elected officials or anyone like that, law enforcement, what, the authority to lie to Americans, just like the Ninth Circuit Court has passed here for the Northwestern states here, that law enforcement can lie to you. And I don't know why this phone is beeping when it's supposed to be muted. So that's kind of weird. But anyway, let me just check this out real fast here. Sorry to put you on the head. No. It's I don't know why it is, but it's muted. I don't know why it's. Anyway, so anyway, sorry about that. So anyway, another historical thing to remember is, and I remember when the U.S. officials said that it would take 30 years to defeat ISIS. Then comes Russia, and they have admitted that in Syria that their weaponry has been a testing ground for their advanced weapons. And they were happy to clean up that mess in no time, saving Americans perhaps another trillion or so dollars in doing so. And there's a lot to this in today's show here because of the news that's breaking from there. The United States and Israel aren't too happy about the defeat of ISIS there. The Syrian army and the Russian MOD has just cleaned up the U.S.-backed ISIS and had just announced their plan to cross the Euphrates River to destroy the last portion of ISIS when the U.S., as an invading military, said that they would not allow the Syrians to cross that river. It's their own river. It's not in the United States. It's in Syria's own country. So on top of that, Israel has once again bombed a Syrian military outpost and killing a couple of Syrian SAA soldiers, and have also threatened to strike Dr. Assad's palace there. There's also a report right now where the MOD in Russia is waiting for a White House comment on the video where the U.S. has been caught airlifting about 100 ISIS commanders from the area Syria was attacking. This was basically to pull out these little commandos. Russia's also just dropped a bomb with one of the ISIS strongholds. It's one of those massive, like a Moab bomb that the U.S. uses, but it's just a little bit bigger, I believe, in which it's reported that a couple of CIA and Mossad agents were killed, and also they were dressed as ISIS. And so that's why Russia is waiting for this commentary on this. So photos today also show that the FSA in Syria were receiving arms directly from Israel. And it's like they are so mad that through Russia, Syria, and even Iran, that they have whipped the ISIS paramilitary pro-insertion team of the West, along with their 60-some-odd different members from different fighting countries and stuff, as what they're known as the Free Syrian Forces and all this other weird names that they have, and have totally licked them. And that doesn't show much for planning there. So, I mean, that's something to think about when you look at all these wars that are going on, the lies that have led up to them. 9/11's anniversary tomorrow, and the countless trillions of dollars spent on these illegal wars and overthrowing countries, assassinating leaders, claiming someone else is involved in your politics and vote rigging and stuff when you find out, no, it's the United States and its vassals that are doing that very same thing. Anyway, on the cusp of that, though, the Saudi government allegedly funded a dry run for the 9/11, a new report says, and fresh evidence submitted in the major 9/11 lawsuit moving forward against the Saudi Arabian government reveals that the embassy in Washington may have funded a dry run for the hijackings carried out by the two Saudi employees, further reinforcing the claim employees and agents of the kingdom directed and aided the 9/11 hijackers and plotters. And, of course, then we have this Clinton loyalist, Evan McMullen, who admits that he worked with al-Qaeda for a regime change in Syria and then tries to deny it. And he has a tweet out there, or there is a tweet out there of his different tweets, where once he claims it and then suddenly he tries to disclaim it. But the problem with the Internet, as we know today, once it's posted like that, most people are out there screen capturing, and they use it as a good weapon for throwing it back at someone's face. So not to be outdone, we now have France. They openly admit the defeat in Syria. And if you remember anything about France, those ISIS members that were caught with all them drugs, those drugs came from France. And this was to build up the ultimate soldier, the killers. You know, high on drugs, go out there and start chopping heads off him like that. But now, of course, the future's changed. And so now they're looking for, you know, some possible relations with, you know, Bashar al-Assad and his government there. And then as far as back into the Middle East again and into Africa, we have the Sudan, where Russia is setting up the Nuclear Energy Committee to begin work on a non-proliferation type of project with the Sudan there. And this has been a joint statement issued by both governments there. And I'm wondering, out of that, will suddenly Sudan and its newly being built reactors suddenly get bombed, or being claimed that they're building nuclear weapons or whatever the next thing is. But as more and more people try to get away from oil and go to some other energy to independence type scenario, whether it's these solar cells or wind farms or whatever like that. And you could even say that with Iran. You can imagine if Iran was totally independent and just sold its oil for 100% profit and went off grid with its nuclear energy, what it would be. And, of course, we also have recently the tweet from the IAEA, which verifies that Iran is still sticking to its non-proliferation P5+1 agreement. And, of course, the U.S., being pushed by probably Israel, is out there trying to, in some way, thwart that P5+1. And Twitter is constantly loading up with all the Obama illegally gave Iran hundreds of billions of dollars, but they never think about the two banks the U.S. seized and all those billions of dollars that the U.S. also seized, the sanctions and everything like that, and part of Obama's agreement, and that's one thing Obama did say he would do, was make peace with Iran. And, of course, at the same time, he was fighting with this Netanyahu, if you remember there, trying to thwart Netanyahu's election and everything. So, but anyway, it was a deal to repay Iran what had been illegally taken from it, and that's probably why the P5+1 was manipulated the way it was. But again, like I was mentioning, the U.S. continually always changes its goalpost. You're shooting off defensive missiles. That violates the P5+1. No, that wasn't written in that. It was only about nuclear energy, nuclear weapons, all that. You know, it had nothing to do about testing missiles, which is the same thing with later on today. I'll be talking about Korea. International law allows people to, in their own self-determination, to not only do that, but also self-defense, just as much as a homeowner here in America would grab a gun and protect their family. It's a given. So, then also we have from Harrods News, where today, well, actually yesterday it was, why Netanyahu hates George Soros so much. And this goes back through with something with Sheldon Adelson down there in Las Vegas and whatever, but it also goes to the Hungarian Jews. And they're saying that because of George Soros, his stark past that he has, it's causing a rise of anti-Semitism over there in Hungary. And this goes along with the immigrants, as you know. And, of course, Netanyahu doesn't like this attention there because of the fact that the immigration stuff is all European right now. But, of course, Israel is protected by its own walls, its own immigration system, which is basically null and void, unless you're Jewish, of course. But anyway, so it's given him a bad name there. And then, of course, BB's son is also out there really crapping like mad on Soros, too, on Twitter. So they're really trying to disenfranchise themselves as much as they can away from George Soros. And then, of course, we see that petition here in the United States had reached over 140,000 signatures there to declare George Soros basically a terrorist and to seize his assets. And so we as Americans will sit here and wait and wait and wait to see if they do any action on that. Anyway, there's a lot of news here in the States here coming up here on this recent Harvey hurricane. And now we have the new one over there that is just outside of Fort Lauderdale, I believe it is, in Florida, skimming down the west side of the coast there. And going right on down the coast of Florida there. And it's going onshore a little bit more, and I'm kind of curious if that thing actually might go across the Florida peninsula there and back into Atlantic. So I'm kind of waiting to see what that does here, but I'm not a weather forecaster. And I would like to comment on that. We've seen these weather forecasts of these, if you've been watching this hurricane for a while, you'll see that they keep changing their little squiggly lines up and down. First it was over to New York, then it went over to up the East Coast, and then it went all up through South Carolina and North Carolina, and then over Florida, and now it's going up towards Georgia. Actually, it was right through the center of Florida. But we're back to the same scenario there. They can't predict weather for 12 hours, let alone 3 days, let alone to 2030 on this climate change, everything like that. It's just like a stab in the dark. And they always admit later on, well, their computer programs aren't up to speed or whatever like that, or it had faulty data or whatever like that. But there's been a lot of, and I mentioned last week there about the insurance companies that lobbied heavy to basically make it so people couldn't get flood insurance. And I'm sure this is probably happening down in Florida right now. And the massive loss of properties we've saw down through the Caribbean there, where the islands were just totally devastated. 90% of one island just wiped clean. And I like to quote Hebrews 10:31, where it says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." But anyway, there's a lot of speculation out there, too, that somehow these storms may be manipulated. And hang on one second. I can't send him a text. Anyway, so another call coming in. But anyway, on top of all this, we see all the massive flooding and everything like that. Then we have the price gouging. In Hurricane Harvey, it was Best Buy and those selling water, little cases of water for 40 some odd dollars a case. Now we see that Amazon is doing the same thing, but for $99. I mean, this is ridiculous. But there is good news, though, that Southwest Airlines has been airlifting people's pets to safety, and I highly commend them for that. And in the line with the dog theory there, they had a study here about, for me, that was like a flash beyond thinking there. They could have asked me and saved time, but this is a sleeping with your dog can give a better night's rest. I just got a new puppy, and I'm proud of her. But anyway, Milo's not too happy with her. He's a little bit jealous. But anyway, I have a break coming up here in a second here. But anyway, not to be outdone with other scams here, but here in Montana, we've had actual firefighters and other looking like Forest Service professionals, but they weren't, scamming people to leave their homes in our massive fires. Again, I mentioned a little over 1 million acres have burned. It's finally clearing up a little bit, but they go in there after the people have left and rob them. And you know, I just can't believe that people have the unmitigated gall to stoop that low. And we have a commercial coming up. We'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network here, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. It's On Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to share any of your thoughts. In line with the recent disaster, natural disasters or whatever, I can't say that about our fires up here because they just let them burn, so I don't know if you'd call them natural. But anyway, there's been a lot of charities that have been ripping people off, and if you have money and you're into giving and stuff, which would be nice, it would behoove you to check into whichever organization you are to see exactly where that money goes. Screen out whoever you could. You know, with the internet nowadays, you can Google someone's name real fast and you can see what if they're going to scam or whatever. But when I was looking at all this, I kept thinking of growing up, and it still exists here in Montana in a lot of areas here, but people change, attitudes change. But It reminds me of when a farmer lost a barn to a fire and the entire community came to help. And, of course, that was to put out the fire, but also as a whole in rebuilding that barn. And that's what a community was. And it was nice to see this during Hurricane Harvey. It didn't matter what race, religion, or what like that you are, that people of whatever genders and everything, we're all working together to help save. And on the cusp of that, with this new hurricane down in Florida, I couldn't believe on Twitter last night the people that were tweeting that they hoped all Trump supporters die, hope that they lose everything. And I was going to copy off a whole bunch of those, and it was just sickening to say. To hear someone in America wishing that on their own fellow Americans, and it all centered around politics of who they voted for. And you know, when you sit there having coffee with someone or whatever, like, you don't sit there and say, "Well, I can't drink coffee with you because you voted for Hillary or something." I don't see that. That has got to be the lowest part of the barrel to wish something ill on someone. And in line with that, I keep thinking of when you watch that devastation, these hurricanes going through, and the repeated showing of one scene after another of homes being ripped apart or massive waves crashing over buildings, and they have plagiarized this so much. But then again, remember, it's happening to America, and they were totally silent when U.S. bombs leveled cities in Iraq, Syria, killed hundreds of civilians. And in line with those tweets that I was just talking about, humanity is losing its moral compass, and it's saddening to see people do that. To me, it's kind of like a Brazilian sports team or something that loses the game and the crowd riots, and they tear apart the stadium as well as each other, you know. But I can't believe that people have such low priorities in life because they didn't get their way. It reminds me of, like, say, playing a board game and anyone you're playing with loses, and they suddenly get upset. They upset the entire game, and they throw the pieces all over. I mean, that's not sportsmanship or anything. You know, that's anger, rage, and it's like, how do you control people like that? And then you wonder if they got some underlying issue. You know, yeah. Ken's passing notes here and that. but anyway, you know, it just. Like Gerald Celente says, they are pushing us into what they call the divide, not United States of America, but the divided states of America. And as I've mentioned before, even in the fire department and stuff, when you get a call at 20 below and 2 o'clock in the morning, the pager goes off, and you don't care whether it's a tribal member, white, black, or anything like that. You roll. And then when you get there, you don't turn around and say, "Oh, well, he's tribal. I'm not going to do anything." You know, I mean, it's just pathetic. Where is people's morality gone? And is this what they want for the future of America? Mike had read off a great quote that I actually had to look up last week as a meme. My bottom hour of the break's coming here real fast, so I got to see if I can find this really fast. But if I can find it. Maybe I can't hear on my... Well, there's my break. I'll find it here, then I'll read it to you right after. Okay, now I found it. Anyway, we have a break. We'll be right back. This is On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's On Talk Radio. Double talk is all you get.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Before I move on to that thing I was going to read to you, which is kind of about what's going on in the country here right now and the division here, I want to step back just 1 second here. You know, they've been talking about, and this, we had this problem here in Montana too. October was our wettest year on record. On top of that, we had this massive amount of snow that stayed for like 2.5 months, and then we went into this really, really wet spring. Henceforth, from all that comes growing grass, massive forest fires as the heat comes up and those weeds and stuff dry out, and then your forests go up, and it's just like a wick or a fuse. So, down in Hurricane Harvey, they've already said this, and now in probably Florida, this will come out, in Georgia too, I believe, and probably inland into Missouri and all that stuff, that the rise of mosquitoes and stuff in these ponds is going to increase. And with that will come other diseases and such, just like this they've said that there's a lot of toxins and stuff in the water because of sewage plants and stuff that have got inundated with water, and then of course the toxins leak into the flood waters, and of course it sits in these little holding ponds, and of course it sinks back down into the ground or evaporates, and it goes into people's systems eventually. So with that, I have a video or audio thing here queued up there, and Ken will play that about vaccinations, and I hope you learn on this. It was recorded back in 1971. Go ahead, Ken.
Tell you have to take them, you should take them, you're a bad person if you don't. Even though they admit that these vaccines are ineffective, they admit that they suppressed reports from scientists who found that they were ineffective. They wouldn't publish these studies for over a decade.
Last month, a Senate subcommittee headed by Abraham Ribicoff charged that the federal government wasn't doing a good enough job of informing the public about ineffective vaccines.
Scientists at the Division of Biologic Standards test vaccines for their potency and safety before licensing them for public use. However, the division does not determine the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is left to the manufacturers. A case in point is the influenza vaccine. Four scientists in charge of work on the flu vaccine during the 1960s found it to be ineffective, said they refused to give it to their own families. Two were transferred to other work, a third left the division. And over the entire 10-year period, not one word of their unfavorable findings was allowed to be published.
And worse, they admit that they continued to administer the vaccines even when they knew they had a cancer agent contaminant in them.
But a more serious case involving the relationship between the leaders of the division and their scientists involves the adenovirus vaccine, a vaccine given to thousands of American soldiers to prevent certain cold-like symptoms. When it was shown that the vaccine contained a contaminant which caused cancer in laboratory animals, it was taken off the market.
Did you hear that? Let's play it again.
That the vaccine contained a contaminant which caused cancer.
Did you hear that? They admitted that these vaccines have a cancer-causing agent. They knew about it, and the government sat on this information.
But that was 3 years after the division's own scientists had pointed out the danger. Dr. Murray justifies the use of the vaccine by saying it took 3 years to examine the evidence against it.
It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent.
And they were still administering it to the soldiers and saying it was just more important to give out the vaccines than to not vaccinate.
It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent. But since the agent couldn't be removed, there was no other course.
Still administering it to the soldiers.
Thus, for 3 years, American troops were injected with a cold-preventing vaccine, which was causing cancer in laboratory animals.
And the most incredible part, did they find about it just now in this 1971 TV clip? No. These newspaper articles show that they knew about this at least in 1965. That's how long it took them to tell the public and how long it took them to get it out of the vaccines. And that's how long it went on for. And right here, the microbiologist, who's actually a nun, in an article that says nothing to worry about, there's no connection here, admits that the agent inside of the adenovirus has been found to be cancer-causing in animals, and more so that it's worse and creates kind of a more deadly combination when it's combined with a certain other agent, which just so happens to be SV40, the exact cancer-causing agent that was accidentally found in previous vaccines that were administered to millions and millions of people in the polio vaccine in the largest ever government push to have a population vaccinated. And they found this stuff. They knew this stuff was in there. Just imagine what happens for anyone who got a tainted batch of this adeno vaccine as well as a tainted batch of the polio vaccine containing SV40. If this article is correct, anyone who got both vaccines would theoretically be at a much higher risk for getting cancer, because in the animal studies it was found that it was definitely worse when both of these were present. And the media just casually reports this. It's clear what the government's opinion is, and they just round out the piece with a brief pause, a note that, well, things could be done better. There's lessons to be learned.
Raise serious questions about the public health policies of the United States.
But keep vaccinating. This is the most important thing. Vaccinate, vaccinate,
and yet
vaccinate.
The authors of the memo say that vaccination such as at this Maryland elementary school, is one of the public health service's most effective checks against communicable disease.
Well, it's cause for concern, but now we have to give equal time of propaganda to a regurgitation of the fact that vaccination is great. It's wiping out disease, and these kids should line up and take their vaccine. And they just say this with a calm face. They admit that they ignored evidence that could be linked to people getting cancer. They know that there must be a risk. Instead of pulling the vaccine and studying to eliminate the possibility of risk, they just kept giving it to people. Well, the risk hasn't been shown yet. Are you kidding me? I can't even believe that they just said these two things together in one clip, barely taking a breath. Even though there's risk, just keep vaccinating. It's worth it because vaccines. It's a total logical fallacy. The answer to everything is because vaccines. Despite the risk, because vaccines. It makes no sense, but they're shoving it down everyone's throat. They knew, but continued to administer the vaccines. But we know that all the vaccine scientists who found problems, who were anywhere from mildly concerned to so concerned they refused to give it to their own children and family, anyone who found problems were suppressed, were run out of their departments.
Some of the division scientists who charged they were prevented from publishing results of experiments which show some of the vaccines to be ineffective.
The control officer in 1960, who has grave doubts about the potency of influenza vaccine. These doubts were made known to the director of the division and through the proper channels. And somewhat subsequent to that time, within a year or so, that person was transferred to other duties in the DBS.
That is what happened. They stopped scientists from reporting the unfavorable findings, covered it up, continued to administer the vaccines, and then only way later warned the public just to tell them, no big deal, it's all right.
In the testing of influenza vaccine, the people are working under a tremendous amount of pressure, and this does cause internal stress. It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent.
Yeah, it's good. All right, hey, thanks, Ken. You know, in line with that, I remember back in the late 60s when that, maybe it was early 70s, 60s, early, late 60s, early 70s when that Hong Kong flu was going around. We had to go down to Nellis Air Force Base to get a vaccination for that. And under the questionnaire, the things they asked for me, I didn't qualify because of the ingredients that was used in that. So I was able to opt out of that. But I have friends here in Montana that took the flu vaccine, and they came down with really painful shingles that lasted over 6 months. And, of course, in that, though, that's repeated trips to the doctors, pain meds, all the stuff to be able to cope with that. And it's just like a bonanza. And in line with that, I keep thinking, like, these hurricanes and stuff, and they talk about the loss of life and stuff. On May 27th, I believe it was, I had a quadruple surgery to do a double hernia plus another patch where they did a gallbladder thing on me and then also replace a battery in my butt cheek there for my spinal cord stimulator. And they did it all at the same time. But I've been having problems in this post-op stuff with what they call this hernia mesh screens. And right before the show here, I was talking with Ken about that, and I looked it up, and I couldn't find one single maker of those things that wasn't under investigation or through some lawsuit being charged for the problems with those. And with these hurricanes and stuff, when they talk about, you know, like two deaths here or something like that, it is nothing compared to these FDA-approved drugs that kill over 600,000 Americans every year. These vaccines, they are the biggest killers, and they do it for profit. And I don't see why people don't wake up to the fact that the FDA is not it's not helping anyone. Just like if they find something that's like these holistic doctors here, over 50 have died. Why? You know, is because they're onto something that might actually cure disease, and that's why they call it health care, because you have to continually go over and over and over. It's care. It's not health cure. But anyway, I just thought I'd run that by you. Anyway, so now back on to this dividing of America, the taking down of Confederate flags, statues, and stuff. This was from George Orwell's 1984, Winston Smith. And I'd like to read this to you. I've got to get focused here with my glasses here. I need new glasses bad. Anyway, it says, this is a quote. Do you realize that the past, starting from yesterday, has been actually abolished? Okay. If it survives anywhere, it is in a few solid objects with no words attached to them, like that lump of glass there. Already we know almost literally nothing about the revolution and the years before the revolution. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book has been rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street and building has been renamed. And every date has been altered. And that process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. I know, of course, that the past is falsified, but it would never be possible for me to prove it, even when I did the falsification myself. After the thing is done, no evidence ever remains. The only evidence is inside my own mind, and I do not know with any certainty that any other human being shares my memories. Another quake down in Idaho. Anyway, in that one instance in my whole life, I did possess actual concrete evidence after the event, years after it, and that was Winston to Julia. And I see that when we look at what's being how this country is being disassembled, and it's shocking to see that people would do that. Erase our own history, because it's by history that we learn things and don't repeat them. Anyway, I have a caller down in Renee there. Good to hear you, Renee. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. You were talking about that SB 40. I cannot say enough if you've never read Dr. Mary's Monkey. Have you read it?
I haven't read that one, but I saw another one that my friend over in Portland had sent me, one that was really highlighting the same additive, you know.
Maybe it's because I'm from there that I tell you what, that is like to me, that is like one of my number one top favorite books. Because even though I was living in that area, it shows how much was hidden from us because I did not know what was going on. See, down there, Ochsner Clinic in New Orleans, oh, you went to Ochsner Clinic. I mean, that was... Ooh, okay. I mean, Dr. Ochsner. Well, see, he was a rabid right-winger, okay? And he was involved in all this. In fact, oh, that book is incredible. He was so sure the polio vaccine was safe that he was highly invested in. He brought his own two grandchildren, like, on stage at Tulane University, and injected them with the vaccine. One died, and the other one was severely injured. Well, you know what? Isn't it funny? I don't ever remember about Dr. Ochsner going to prison for murdering his own grandchild. In fact, we never even heard about it.
Well, you know, Renee, that's like that Bhopal incident I talked about, 2 weeks ago there. You kill, 10 or 15,000 people over a chemical accident, which they could have had down there in Texas with all that leakage of chemicals and stuff. And no one, no one goes to jail. Corporation, BP oil spill, no one's in jail. Billions paid out and stuff, but no one goes to jail. If you and I had done that, you know.
Exactly, and that's what I've called to talk about, this double standard. They ran it on 60 Minutes again, because this is, with all this damage in Texas and Florida, we're going to be coming up on this again. I saw 60 Minutes run again, how during Sandy there was this inspector, and he would write that there was damage, and good thing he kept copies of all his reports. And he's on this 60 Minutes saying how the insurance company, in order to cheat people, okay, was changing his report saying there was no damage. Now, you know, that's why he kind of hacks me off when people, don't get me wrong, looting is bad. But when it comes to stealing, those people are rank amateurs and petty criminals. How come? Now, thank goodness an attorney down from Texas decided to get involved and start a suit. But you see, if the big boys steal hundreds of thousands or millions from you, that's a civil matter, not a criminal matter, and you have to go find an attorney, okay? I remember one couple, that's civil, not criminal, even when it's criminal, okay? They try to do this to get rid of you. So the thing is, to me, now, they can't hardly say they don't know. I've seen this guy admitting, this guy saying, look, I got the evidence. I put the reports of homes of damage. The insurance company said, change the reports. Why in the government? Don't we have something called insurance commissioners? Why isn't the government getting involved and going to arrest all those people at the insurance company for changing, that's fraud, changing those reports and stealing millions of dollars from people? But we worried about the looters stealing the sports jerseys, okay?
And yeah, so I got a break coming up here, so.
Yeah, so the thing is, this double standard is infected the minds of our people, and we get obsessed with the petty thieves when it's the collusion of the corporations and the people in our government who are stealing infinitely more from all and killing us with SB 40.
Sounds good, Renee. If you want to stay over, I can hold you over there, but I have a break here, so we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Radio, double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a
place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
This is on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana.
Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go.
Yeah, do we still have Renee with us?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, Renee, you know, we have to really look at how they dissect us as human beings to allow corporations to make billions in profit, because they're not just, I mean, they're not just making money. They're killing people for profit.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, you know those insurance companies, you think they want to play? Texas, I think, has 500,000 homes that have been flooded. And now we got Florida, too. You know those insurance companies aren't going to want to play those claims. What I'm wondering is all of a sudden, see, because this is how they steal.
Well, yeah,
what
remember
they
in
do
2011.
Is they take the profits for themselves and they shift the expenses to us. Somehow, those insurance companies are going to get our representatives to shift the cost of that to us taxpayers. Mark my word, that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, remember the 2011 floods up through North Dakota, down in through Roundup, Montana, and everything that went on down the Missouri River, did $3 billion worth of damage. And then it went on down into the Mississippi River and flooded out that area, and most of those people back in those bayous and stuff didn't have the insurance. They lost everything. But you're right, just like these bankers, the insurance companies in some way will get a corporate bailout, and the people will be paying through it to what they call that national debt.
Yeah. Somehow, see, because they're very crafty criminals, they have figured out how to take the profits for themselves and shift the expenses. It's the same thing they do with the sick. You see, they take the profitable people for the insurance companies, and they give the poor and the elderly to the government. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they do. You see, when it comes to health care, if you're old, you're on Medicare. If you're poor, you're on Medicaid. Oh, but we take all the other people. People need to catch on to what they do.
Well, just remember, but Renee, remember, health is measured by how many days you have left.
You know, yeah, it's like, and you know, the thing is, that double standard is like, I remember with Katrina, and both sides are guilty. I remember for Katrina, Pat Robertson and others were saying stuff like, well, you know, God's punishing New Orleans.
Yep.
You know, and so, and that stuff's going to come. So, yes, it is rotten what they said about it's wrong what the liberals said about, you said those tweets for Florida and Texas. That is wrong. But the other side did it, too, for Katrina. You know,
well,
Pat
remember,
Robinson is, so it's both sides seem to not see their own sins. And, they have a magnifying glass for the other side, but they're blind on their side. So, both sides have to stop it.
Well, yeah, just like the losing party. If they want to see what socialism is like, which would have been through the Democratic Party, and I don't vote, so I don't really care. But like I say, if they want to see what socialism is, they'll have that looking here at Texas and also Florida here, because everyone is going to be reliant on the government. And, of course, they'll have to make deals with the banks and everything like that.
Well, and I'm kind of laughing about that because, like Ted Cruz, all these people, they're so against socialism. Oh, I bet they're going to want some socialism for Texas right now. And Florida's going to want some socialism for themselves, too. And I have a, quote, friend like this, too. Oh, she's against socialism. Oh, but see, they're against it, but I know she has been the beneficiary of these sorts of things because she had a daughter with problems and she's raising grandchildren. She's got Medicaid and all kind of help and everything. They're against socialism with their mouth, but when they're on the receiving end, they're grabbing with both hands.
Yeah. Renee, I got a break coming up here, but I was going to say this. So we have millions and millions and millions of Americans out of work. those that could be employed to either rebuild, and the same here with, like in the state of Montana, someone could have put those guys out on the fire lines to suppress these fires, but it was not done. And with the weather, the same issue. Either they're pushing for some climate change thing with this narrative of the bigger storms, the massive fires, which pumps more CO2 into the air through the carbon burning, you know. But I think there's a bigger agenda here to where there's going to be a bigger package. But after looking and surviving 2 weeks of this massive smoke down here where you couldn't hardly breathe, I don't ever want to hear the state of Montana talk to me about my wood stove. You know, it does.